Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of Flashback Friday with me, Chicago-based Ford Sister Pucci, also Pastor McCarty, the presiding pastor of the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. I'm just glad to be on the air tonight. I want to give God all the glory and all the honor and to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for lifting my body up to allow me to come to you again on this Friday. Now, we're going to jump off right into the Word, which is 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, the 17th to the 18th verse. That is so much going on in the world today that it's really hard sometimes to discern how we should feel about it. Sometimes it gets overwhelming when we hear all of the death and destruction around the world. But we have to remember that our troubles and our trials here are only temporary. The things that we see are only temporary. It's what we can't see, which is our faith and hope that we have in Jesus Christ, which cannot be seen, is what is eternal. So we have to keep our priorities straight, knowing that this world is only temporary. These problems are only going to be here for so long. And then our Savior is coming back to return to get us. But 2 Corinthians 4th chapter 17 through the 18th verse reads like this. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an external glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on what is seen, but not on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians, again, 4th chapter, 17th to the 18th verse. I want you to meditate on it. Pray for wisdom. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what exactly this verse is trying to say. But it is something that can help us put our troubles in perspective as we look at what's going on in the world, knowing that this is only temporary. All right, we're going to get started right off with the show. First up on the mic is Project Oasis with Break Free, and here we go.
Israelites wandered through that desert 40 years for a reason. Even Adam and Eve
when tempted and deceived by that serpent at the tree did. Eating was incited into enlightenment, consequent the fall. Evicted out of Eden, but autumn events couldn't prevent the one who interceded. Though coldly mistreated, the sweet blood was pleaded to cover the deep seated depravity of humanity. Vanity of vanities, the life without God, Jesus Christ the Lord. See, I know this life is hard. Snakes up in your yard, even in the winter, they below the surface like some sharks. Hard to make the part like a nappy head, but instead of trying to shoot them dead, give them bread and give them shed. And on his head, you could tread like a sled. That being said, we made it through the darkest night. Blossom like a butterfly, take flight with the right's liberation.
Break Free by Project Oasis. And I love that song. You know, break free in love. God is love. And so when you break free in love, you are breaking free in God and his word and what he said and what he stands for. Okay. And, you know, when times get real hard for us down here, that's one thing we can do, and that's call on Jesus. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He will be there and be by our side and walk with us through all this perilous times. And so next up on the mic, I want to play Danielle Woodson with Call the King. And here we go.
Take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how young you are. It don't matter what race you are. It don't matter where you park your car. Call his name, he'll take you far. You lose your job, put it on his back. Kids are bad, put it on his back. You depressed, put it on his back. Prophesy, he'll change all that. Spit life, he bring you back. Power to hear, now that's a fact. Power to hear, now that's a fact. You got a problem with smoking too much. Got a problem with drinking too much. Got a problem with eating too much. Got a problem with cussing too much. Got a problem with fucking too much. Got a problem with freaking too much. Some for you, some of it ain't. But I pray to God that it's enough to get you there. You waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know it's real. I tried on myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you cold suck, you can be free. If you cold suck, you can be sad. If you cold suck, no shit, no worries. If you cold suck, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the King, you can be free. If you call the King, you can be saved. If you call the King, no stress, no worries. If you call the King, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ gonna carry your burden.
Hey, that was Called the King by Danielle Woodson. You know, if you call the King, he will carry all your burdens. He will make sure everything is all right for you. You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm Sister Poochie, the Chicago-based poet, Pastor McCarty, presiding minister of the ministry. And I also want to invite you next Tuesday, the 5th of May, will be our Youth for Christ show with our co-host, I See the Great, and Sister Kenya's Poetry Corner. So I don't want you to miss that, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. I also want to invite you to go to our website. We have a multitude of resources there to help you with your spiritual walk. We have Christian life coaching. We have Bible study. We have the youth show. We have House of Inspiration, Gospel House Mix show with DJ Frankie Vi. We also have Flashback Fridays and any sermons that I do. There are also a vast amount of YouTube videos that are also available at the website from when the ministry first started. I used to do little sermons, and those are there for you also, sort of the enrichment of your spirit. All right, everybody, let's move on to the next song. Next up on the mic is Joshua with State of Mind by Mac, Man About Change. And here we go.
Joshua, state of mind. Joshua, state of mind.
Joshua, state of mind.
Joshua, state of mind. My mind focused on the mission at hand. No slipping on my mission, cause my mission is advanced. I ride for God, pimp and see a difference in my stance. I deliver precise cuts, that was scissor hands. More about values than I am about grands. I remain a son of thunder, but you wouldn't understand. A mighty man of valor protecting my Jordan. I fight until the end to inherit my promise, man. I'm flowing from my spirit, I can see the vision clear. Just hope that you would hear it, I pray you lend me an ear. Let's take it up a level, time to switch it in gear. God is my protector, so whom shall I fear? No man, the Lord's man with the power of Conan. Walking in the Jericho to possess my promise, man. And he says seven, my way be cut and destroyed, man. The spiritual drive out in the shots of the devil, band like man. Joshua, state of mind.
Joshua, state of Joshua, state of mind.
It's wartime in my Joshua, state of mind.
Well, the power to the inquisition has been You can't negotiate with another. You can't negotiate with the other side unless there's agreement on basic principles.
Pure warrior, hurting but never aching. Staying true to my tribe, I'm honest, I'm never faking. I'm never bowing to Mason or any devilish agent. I'm bringing destruction to them boys. I ain't playing on God's mission, I'm patient. Waiting to bail the rings as the thoughts you spit at Satan. Anxious to see him bleed, itching to hear him scream. His angels can intercede, they see the same fate as he. I'm tired, I'm testing me, say resist him and he should flee. You see him spring from me, there's no way that I could lose and no way that he would succeed. He must forgot who I be, the Almighty. With me, he kick it off and we get it jumping like trampolines. Look, I play the game by the book, so if you read any part, homeboy, then you know how your end look. They trying to stop mine, but I am destined to shine. I'm going to get what's promised. Joshua, state of mind, state of mind, state of mind.
I play the game by the book. Precise point, but you have to have a framework which will.
All right, that was Joshua State of Mind by Mac, Man About Change. All right, let's go back to the reading for the week, which comes from 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, 17 to the 18th verse. And it reads, "For our light and monetary troubles are achieving us for external glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal." And we know that our Heavenly Father and Lord and Savior is eternal. So we are going to take a moment and think about that because there's so much going on in the world. It's really hard to keep your... It's hard to keep yourself focused on the things that we can't see, because what we see is played over in the news. It comes to our telephones. It is all over the place. All the death and destruction and the violence that is taking place around the world. And we have to just remember that Christ, our unseen Savior, is with us all the time. In every crisis, and we have to lean on that and depend on that and make it part of our everyday walk that, you know, this is something that we're not going to let shake us. We're going to absolutely walk with Christ and know that this world will soon disappear and will be reigning with our King. All right, everybody, it's time for the dance break. The dance break, don't forget, is all about us getting up and giving God praise and glory for a good 15 minutes. And it also gives us a chance to find out what the DJ is trying to tell us in his mixes. Okay, this is our resident DJ, DJ Frankie Rye, with the dance break for the week. Everybody, I want you up on your feet. If you can't get up on your feet, tap your toes, wiggle your fingers, do whatever you have to do. Well, let's give God some praise. Let's give him some glory, and let's go. Thank you.
Gospel House Mix with DJ Frankie Vaz.
right, all right. That was DJ Frankie Vibe with his dance break for the week. We flashed all the way back to the seventh mix that he made, which is around 2011. And we thank Frankie so much for all his hard work he's done over the years. Okay, next up on the mic, because this show is rolling along, is How Can I Keep From Singing by Catherine Kendricks. And we want to give her a special happy birthday, and may God bless and keep her on her this her special day. But this is How Can I Keep From Singing, and here we go.
My life.
That was Catherine Kendrick with How Could I Keep From Singing. And, whoa, that's a powerful song. I really, 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 really like that song. I always have. that's been, Catherine has been with us since the beginning of the ministry. So we thank her again. And we thank all the artists that have been a part of the ministry, either new or old. If you want to be on the show, even though it's Flashback Friday and you have some new material, please feel free to email Sister Pucci at journeyhomeministries.org. Someone will get back to you and let you know when your song will be played after it has been reviewed. All right, next up, we're going to go right back to the reading really quick. 2 Corinthians 4th chapter 17 through the 18th verse, and it reads for this: "For our light and monetary troubles are achieving for us an external glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is unseen is temporary, and what is unseen is eternal. We know we cannot see our Savior, but he is the way, the truth, and the life to eternal life. So no matter what's going on in the world, keep your eyes fixated on him, and you will be okay. God cannot fail. His love, nothing can separate you from his love. He is there for you to get us through this troublous times down here. All right, next up on the mic is You Rose by the Anointed Poet. And here we go.
This world was lost, full of people on the way to an eternity in hell, separated from you forever, doomed to live a life of torture. Knowing the path of destruction we were on, you sent your son from your holiest place. He came down from glory, was placed by your side to live among us for 30 years before he even began his ministry. And at the right time, Jesus, you rose and began to do miracles. You healed the sick, cast out demons, and brought the dead to life. People came from everywhere around to hear your message of hope. Crowds often too big to count filled homes and streets, buildings and beaches to hear you teach. You rose against the Pharisees and teachers of the law. You rose against the practices of religion, and everyone then saw. Then after everything you did, you were betrayed by the one closest to you. When the soldiers came to take you away, you rose in faith, knowing the time was here to redeem all mankind. You rose time and again after being struck and knocked to the ground. You were unfairly tried, and the very people you loved turned you over to be flogged while they let a criminal go who should have died. And approached the place where you knew you would suffer pain. Then after being beaten nearly to death, having been taken to the edge of sanity, your tears flowed like rain. Still, you rose and made the long walk, carrying the cross to your body's final resting place. You yelled in pain as they nailed your hands and feet to the cross. They stood you up and pierced your side, dislocated your shoulder so you couldn't even lift yourself to catch a breath. Still, you rose and said a prayer. You asked for forgiveness for those who tortured you. And as you breathed your last, you said, "It is done." And committed your spirit to God and your body to the grave. Still, you rose. And for 3 days, you went down to hell and battled the devil and his demons. With all authority in heaven, you weren't afraid. Buried them so deep, served them up on a plate like a waiter. You chained them down and they couldn't move, and all they could do is weep. You rose, and because you rose, we win. You defeated death and shut down hell for all who believe in you. And we as believers will go out and tell so others will have the chance to receive you. Because you rose. You are the God who now lives, and with you we have the ultimate victory. Because you rose, you are the God who gives eternal life to all who want it. Paradise forever, walking on streets of gold, living with you and praising you eternally. Jesus, I am so grateful you rose. You are the God of life, and because you suffered and died, we have the chance to have everlasting life. Because you suffered and sacrificed, we will live with you forever as your spiritual wife. When you died, you defeated death forever. You rescued all human beings
All we have to do is choose to welcome you into our life. Eternal happiness is possible for all who accept you. And for those who choose to die without knowing you, death and eternal destruction awaits them for sure. All of this is easily avoided. We just believe and have faith in our one true Savior, Jesus. Salvation is free. The price was already paid. This.
Amen, amen, amen. That was You Rose by the anointed poet, Mr. Robert Sales. I thank him again for that submission. That's a very powerful piece. All right, we're moving right along to Ladies on Sale, Belcher, featuring Pastor R.L. Book. Know that everything he said about us it will come to pass. It has to be predestined of what he has in store for those who love him. So anyway, I would like to thank everyone for joining me for Flashback Friday. I love everyone who's listening live, and of course I love everyone who listens to the archives. I appreciate all the support that you give the ministry. Everyone at the ministry appreciates the support that is given. So we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And everybody, peace, love, and blessings. And I see you next Friday for another edition of Flashback Friday with Sister Poochie. And here we go.